Radio 96.1 WSBT, along with Sean Stiers. I'm Darren Pritchett. Our coverage of Notre Dame football continues as we welcome in the South Bend Tribune's Carter Carls. He is the Fighting Irish football recruiting insider for the South Bend Tribune with our IndyInsider.com recruiting update. And we are set for football as the Irish are going to take on the Duke Blue Devils. And Carter, I'm going to start you off with a question about Clarence Lewis, who popped up on the old Irish depth chart before this Duke game. He is a true freshman, was a three-star out of New Jersey, and he has put himself in position to get on the field pretty quickly in 2020 for this Fighting Irish football team. When you think back to his recruitment, did you ever think this is a player that could possibly get on the field quickly in 2020 with this Fighting Irish football team?
Well, I don't know if anyone did. I think that was a huge surprise when they announced the depth chart on Monday. And I think I was partly proud just because I know at Indy Insider, myself and Tyler James were really high on Clarence as a recruit. Among the four, actually the three cornerbacks to sign at Notre Dame, I ranked him number one. I thought he was better than Ramon Henderson and the other corners in that class, Caleb Offord as well. Tyler James said that he thinks he did a film study of his junior season a long time ago and said, I don't know how this guy's not a four-star recruit. But again, I think for him to do what he's done and already possibly win the starting job, at least being in contention, I think that was something that surprised us. Now, what you have to know about Clarence is, and I think a big reason why he's pushed for time here, is he's such a fluid athlete. He played wide receiver at Matterday in New Jersey. He played cornerback. His senior season, they used him at nickel and safety, mostly at safety. And I think a big reason why he was a three-star recruit in the recruiting process, and you can check out Eric Hansen's story on him, which came out yesterday on IndyInsider.com. But, you know, he wrote that, like, his senior season, he's mostly playing safety. The one time he ran a 40-yard dash, it didn't really go well. He runs more of like a 4.45, but he ran a 4.59 in a camp setting. And so just the evaluation process did not bode well for him. But at the end of the day, here's a guy who runs a 4.45. Here's a guy who's a fluid athlete that can play multiple positions for you. He's got incredible ball skills, high vertical leap. He's got all the intangibles you need. It's just the question was, well, what about learning the system? What about, you know, the difference in talent from high school to college? He seems to have picked it up well, and it'll be interesting to see how much he will play this Saturday.
Carter, I wanted to ask you about one other freshman this year, Riley Mills, the defensive end, because he's a guy who Brian Kelly mentioned recently when he was asked about freshmen who might contribute. So what about his makeup? You know, did you see anything during his recruitment that might have led you to believe that he would get some time in his first year?
Yeah, that was no surprise to me. Riley Mills is quite the talent. Got a lot of comparisons to Jerry Tillery, who's with the Los Angeles Chargers, a first-round pick just a couple of years ago. I like the comparison. He's a little bit shorter than Jerry Tillery, but what you have to know about Riley Mills is he brings great versatility. He can really play all four positions on the defensive line, and they recruited him for that. If they want to, they could plug him in at defensive tackle, and they could play him at strong side defensive end. He's long, he's athletic, he's productive, and certainly one of the more young, exciting players on the roster right now. I think Notre Dame found a star in Riley Mills. It's probably not going to happen for him this year. Maybe it doesn't happen for him next, because the way defensive line coach Mike Elston is recruited, they've got a lot of talent on that roster, And I think it's good that they may not need him this year. But if they do need him this year for COVID or injuries or anything like that, I think he's prepared to play well and be serviceable, because that's the kind of talent he is. And I think there's other guys like that on the roster at defensive line as well. I think of guys like Jordan Botello, Isaiah Foskey. There's just a lot of defensive line talent that's young on this roster, and certainly a lot to be excited about in years to come.
South Bend Tribune's Carter Carls talking Fighting Irish football recruiting on WSBT Radio. You wrote about Notre Dame's biggest storylines to follow this fall. Let's touch on one. How much of a recruiting advantage do you believe Notre Dame has over schools that are not playing in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten?
Well, this one's kind of hard to, I guess, know and find an answer. It's not like there is hard data on this. It's not like there's a unanimous opinion out there about this. I talked with Steve Wiltfong at 247 Sports, and kind of what he said and what others have been saying for the most part have kind of aligned more with common sense than hard evidence. And I think the prevailing sentiment has been it should help, right? Like it should be more beneficial for those that are playing versus those who aren't. But just how much is kind of what I think we don't know. I think Notre Dame in particular, though, is in a really great position because, you know, at first they're going against, because they recruit so nationally, they're going against a lot of these schools in the Big Ten and Pac-12. Think of teams like Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Stanford. Lots of competition there on the recruiting trail. And then Notre Dame is kind of has a different spotlight this year, and they've got a real chance to prove themselves in the ACC, especially with a game and potentially a second game against Clemson in the ACC championship. Notre Dame goes into that conference, wins it, or at least beats Clemson one of those two times. I mean, you're talking about tremendous exposure. You're talking about Notre Dame being a top five team throughout the year. They've got a real chance to grab that spotlight. And, you know, recruits these days, it's all about what's new, what's fresh, who's hot. And Notre Dame could be that this year. And I think, yeah, maybe it doesn't have a huge impact on the 2021 recruiting class because there's not a ton of options left there. They've filled it up almost to the brim. But the 2022 class and onward, I think this is a season that will be huge for them.
Well, Carter, on the subject of the 2021 class, where do you think they're headed right now?
Yeah, so they're at 18 commitments and really just a few spots left. We'll see kind of what happens, if there's any big surprises. But right now, if you were going to look at two positions that Notre Dame needs to fill, I'm looking at wide receiver and safety. They've only got one committed at each position. Justin Walters at safety, Lorenzo Styles Jr. at wide receiver. Definitely need more space or need more options at those positions. And incidentally, Notre Dame's in really good position with one wide receiver and one safety. The wide receiver being Jaden Thomas out of Atlanta, and the safety being Titus Mokiau Atemolala out of James Campbell in Eva Beach, Hawaii. So, yeah, I think those will be the two recruitments to watch, to follow religiously if you're into that sort of thing. And then there's a few more options that, you know, Notre Dame has a shot with, but might be kind of a long shot. He's thinking about running back Donovan Edwards, wide receiver Dante Thornton, a couple of those guys. And then a guy we talked about last week from Hawaii, Kahanu Kia. He's certainly a top linebacker target out of Punahou School that Notre Dame is hoping to get. More of a 2023 recruit because he's hoping to serve a Mormon mission for a couple of years after he graduates high school, but would still be considered a member of this recruiting class. So I think Notre Dame could probably fill about three or four more spots this class ultimately, but who knows, surprises always kind of happen and could certainly happen again in the coming months.
Carter, are you expecting any surprises in this 2021 class?
Well, I think there's bound to be, right? Like, if you just look at the last 6 months, there have been so many surprises. Eight of the 12 commits that have, or eight of the 12 recruits that have committed to Notre Dame since the COVID-19 pandemic have started have never been to Notre Dame for an official visit or an unofficial visit. That's eight of the 12. And seven of those eight committed 3 months after getting a scholarship offer from Notre Dame. So you're talking about a lot of unpredictability there. You know, how are you supposed to predict a guy will go to Notre Dame if he's never been to campus and if he just got a scholarship offer? Kahanu Kia would join that bunch. He's never been to Notre Dame. So I think those were a lot of surprises. It's probably going to tame down a little bit. But when you think about trying to recruit players who are committed elsewhere, losing commitments, all of those are on the table. You know, defensive end David Abiara, he's been committed to Notre Dame since March, but it's an everyday thing with him. He could decommit and commit elsewhere. That is certainly on the table down the stretch. And then Notre Dame, I mean, you have to also analyze the scholarship space and how roster attrition affects that. You know, when a linebacker like Jordan Ginmark Heath, a guy who, you know, probably wasn't expected to transfer a month ago, probably wasn't expected to be out the door. Well, now that he has decided that he is transferring, maybe that opens up a spot, this recruiting class that Notre Dame initially didn't have. So surprises, surprise commitments, those sort of things, they're always on the table, especially when new developments arise. And I think people should expect that here in the coming months.
We've talked a little bit about Tyler Buckner, the quarterback from California, who's committed. He's part of that 2021 class, and he's not going to be playing this fall. So how do you think maybe he's going to be preparing while not having a season?
Well, Tyler Buckner has just tremendous expectations surrounding him as a top 100 overall recruit this class. He's someone who could conceivably win the starting job for Notre Dame next season as a true freshman, which would be pretty remarkable and would be telling of what the type of talent he is. But, you know, he has really been screwed with this situation with COVID-19 because California has canceled the high school football season. And he plans to enroll a semester early in January at Notre Dame. And so you're talking about him missing his senior football season, which I think for him in particular hurts more than most because, you know, quarterback, you need those reps. And he had also just transferred to a new high school, a bigger high school that would have given him a lot better competition, a lot more significant reps. And he missed that opportunity. So I think in these coming months, it's going to be interesting to see what he'll do. I think he's got a QB coach that he is singled out that he'll be working with. I think he'll constantly be tweaking his throwing motion. I know that's gotten some criticism this offseason, and I think he's working on polishing that a little bit. But we're going to see what kind of player he is in January and what that missing that senior season will do. I mean, I predict that will hinder his development a little bit, but I also think getting on campus a semester early will also help him. So we'll see by the time next September rolls around what all this will mean, but I think these coming months will be really important for him.
Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune, Carter Carls, our guest on WSBT Radio. Do you like the position Notre Dame is in right now as they continue to build the 2022 class?
Well, you asked me this question 7 weeks ago, and I say absolutely not. I mean, they were really behind schedule. They had no commitments. They had not dished out a single scholarship offer to a quarterback this class. And you look at previous classes, and by July, many of those classes, they had commitments, they had a plan for what they'll do at quarterback. Well, you know, roll the clock forward to now, and now they seem to have things figured out. And maybe any concern with that several weeks ago was misguided, because now they've got three commitments: Joey Tonona, Nolan Ziegler, and Jack Nickel, the tight end out of Georgia. And now they've got two promising options offered at quarterback. And Steve Angeli, the guy we talked about, I think will likely commit to Notre Dame at some point. So, you know, now it's the focus will be the skill positions. And I'm really interested in seeing how Notre Dame's going to approach recruiting this season, because, you know, everyone's so accustomed to recruiting visits, and now virtual visits have become a thing. What will the game day experience be like for recruits is what I want to know, because now that guys can't go to campuses and now that there are games being played, you know, that can detract attention away from recruits. But what if Notre Dame found a way to incorporate virtual visits with its game day experience? You know, will they be able to have recruits virtually visit their game day experience? So that's what I kind of want to know. I think that's going to be a new trend, maybe not in the first couple weeks, but by the end of the season, I think you're going to see every school trying to do that. You always want to be ahead of the curve of other schools. And I think for Notre Dame to truly cover some ground and separate from other schools, they need to find those creative ways. And that'll be really beneficial for them if they can find a way to do that, especially for the 2022 class.
Well, Carter, I don't know if you knew this, but Darren's least favorite subject is the recruiting star system. But I will go ahead and ask you a star system question. Do you expect any fluctuation for any of Notre Dame's commits, you know, up or down in the rankings after this season?
Well, and one of my big beefs with the system, I mean, I do not think it's perfect either, but when players are committed, it feels like more times than not, they drop in the rankings. Whereas if a player is uncommitted, all of a sudden he's God's gift to this earth and he's all we should be talking about and we want to generate clicks and this guy's roses and peaches. You know what I mean? Like it's all for a purpose. It's all for an agenda, of course, but I kind of get it. But in this case, Notre Dame, with their commitments, you would like to think that there's some opportunities for guys to improve their rankings. I talked with Steve Wiltfong at 247 Sports. He seems to think that they've properly ranked a lot of their commits. A lot of the guys that they're high on, like Lorenzo Styles, Prince Colley, Rocco Spindler, those guys are already like top 100 recruits, top 200 recruits. So, you know, how much more can they go up? The guys that I think are worth watching are, you know, someone like a tight end, Mitchell Evans, who's kind of a low-ranked three-star, or defensive end Jason Anye. I think those three-star recruits, I think there's five three-star recruits that will be playing this fall, and those are going to be the guys to watch. Whether they can significantly improve their rankings, you'd like to think that they'd have an opportunity if they have a really strong season, but I don't know if there's anyone poised to have a season that's unlike anything they've ever done. So I'm kind of with Wiltfong here. I don't know if there's going to be anyone go significantly up, and whether someone goes significantly down, I don't know if I'm seeing that either. So yeah, I think without camp settings, without, you know, I think that's where you significantly improve or regress in the rankings is, you know, how you do at the opening finals and how you do at camps. And without that, I don't think there was much more to be gained or lost in the rankings.
Carter, what type of stories would you like to tell our listeners about they should anticipate in the South Bend Tribune or IndyInsider.com?
Lots of Notre Dame Duke coverage this week. Got a recruiting story, kind of mapping out the storylines for the fall. I'll have a story tomorrow on Notre Dame defensive end Adi Okungbaji, and plenty of other coverage this week. Just excited for football to be back. I've been smiling all week like a little kid, so definitely happy. Can't wait to watch the game tonight, NFL game. So great spirits, and I'm sure the listeners are too, so they should listen and read our stuff to reward us.
IndyInsider.com or the South Bend Tribune, where you can follow Carter Carls. Carter, great to catch up with you. Great information as always. Enjoy your game day, and we will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
He is Carter Carls, the Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune. More coming up on Sports Beat in just a moment from Sports Radio 96.1 WSBT.